Well, I think, I hope I speak for everybody if I say that it's been a really terrific afternoon. And what I liked most about it was getting really down to the practical realities of pro bono, hearing from people who receive it and give it, not to mention the Paris bus. no, seriously. I mean, one of the things that slightly worries me is what I call glamour pro bono. And please don't misunderstand me. I'm not disparaging any sort of pro bono by any sort of lawyer or law firm. But the bit of pro bono that surely goes to the deepest need of citizens is the sort of pro bono that gets to where the most unconfident, most unattractive, most poorest citizens are, which is what I like about your bus, because it goes to where deprivation exists. And that's what, to come back to it, I think is so good about the law clinics in universities, because they do go to where the need is greatest. And the sort of return on investment, if I can use that expression, that's to say that the benefit you can bestow for the effort and time you put in is in my experience, greatest with people where they are, with their confusions and their fears and their anxieties. And incidentally, I hope there wasn't any disagreement between the ex-president of the bar and the present president of the bar about law clinics in universities. I think that it's perfectly reasonable to worry about insurance and that sort of thing, but the reality is that as far as I'm aware, there hasn't been a single case in the UK with 80 university law clinics and tens of thousands of pieces of advice and help. There hasn't been a problem about the issues they mentioned. Firstly, insurance. Secondly, oversight, making sure that students don't get out of their depth and give wrong advice. These are... And I'm sure the same is true of the American experience, and it may be something I don't know that can be developed in one university here and see how it goes. Somebody was trying to say to me Moravia University was a good place to start. Maybe not Charles University. But seriously, if one could get one university, one academic, in one law faculty who said, yes, let's give it a go. I'm sure their experience would be the same as everywhere else where it's done. It's good for the students, it's good for their studies, it's good for the academics, and it's good for the local practitioners. And the partnership between the three is terrifically good in all directions. But I must just tell you one story I heard not long ago about the lawyer who was definitely not a pro bono lawyer, who was asked at a cocktail party by a woman who was told that he was a lawyer. She went up to him and said, I understand that you're a lawyer. He said, yes, I am. Indeed, I am. She said, well, I wonder if you could just help me. It's an imposition, but if I could just, you could give me some quick advice. He said, I'm absolutely willing to. He said, I'll be very open with you. He said, I charge £100 for the first question, £70 for the second question, and £50 for every question thereafter. Now, what is your second question? well, I don't have any more questions because I think we've had all the answers this afternoon, and all I can do is congratulate Pillar, and you and your wonderful staff for putting this occasion on, say how, if I may, how impressed I've been with the whole occasion and the people taking part and the way in which everybody has taken part and the contributions that have been made, and to express the hope that pro bono in Czechland will make steady, it won't be swift, but steady advance in a way which will meet what I feel to be the desires of the people here, let alone the needs of the Czech public. And I'd just like to wish you well in all of that.